you have to ask yourself, you hear a lot about the culture wars. You hear an awful lot about the culture wars, and people on the right have this idea that somehow they've lost, and that America's going down the drain and there's no chance to save it and it's all over. Well, that's wrong. And if you think that way, you ought to clear your head and take a deep breath and start over. No need to panic. In fact, don't panic at all, because if you look at what's going on out there, you'll find that the culture wars are being won by the right in many areas. Support for abortion, for example, has remained very steady for decades. And abortion up to a point is my point on that. And when you have candidates come along and governors come along and celebrate having an abortion up to the moment of birth, that doesn't even work for a lot of pro-choice people. The majority of pro-choice people reject that notion. They know better. They know that's killing a child, and there's no two. And they don't support that. I've talked to several lifelong Democrats who feel that way. And it's a win for the culture wars for conservatives, because they say, listen, there is a point where this stops. Another example, most Americans do not support gun confiscations and the banning of complete categories of weapons. They don't believe in registries and making sure that everybody is licensed nationwide. They might believe in background checks for private sales, and that may come to pass. But as a general rule, the Second Amendment has survived a lot of tough weather, and it's not going anywhere. Again, that would be a victory for the conservatives in the culture wars. The same thing goes for open borders. The vast majority of Americans do not now and never will support open borders, despite the best efforts of the propaganda wings of the Democrat Party, being CNN and NBC News and the rest. And the Democrat candidates, well, they're not doing very well for themselves either. I mean, you look at these far leftist ideas that they're putting out there, more radical than the last. And let me give you an example. Bill Maher on his HBO program on Friday had Christina Hoff Sommers. Now, Christina Hoff Sommers is one of the original feminists. This is a lifelong Democrat, a liberal, a progressive, who was an advocate for women's rights and feminism, original feminism, right? And she says now when she goes to places like Oberlin College in Ohio, she has to travel with a security detail. They provide safe spaces and places for the kids to run away to because she's too frightening to listen to. This is an originalist feminist. This is a woman who was out there spending her whole life promoting feminism as an idea and as a cause. And she's not liberal enough. In fact, she's so not liberal enough, they have to run and hide from here. Here's part of what she said to Bill Maher on Friday. It's bite number 8. Go.
Feminism is supposed to be about equality between the sexes, mutuality, friendship, civility. Yet it's captive to a small group of very intense eccentrics who think men are the enemy, and that Look, the goal of feminism was to overcome male chauvinism. I became a feminist in the 70s because I didn't like male chauvinism. I still don't. But the answer is not female chauvinism.
No, it's not. You mean you don't correct it by, you know, becoming overbearing and blaming men for everything that's wrong, by becoming victims? No. Christina Hoff Sommers says, you know, trying to declare a whole class. She's about strong women standing up for themselves. You know, being heard, being important, and that all makes sense, right? She just doesn't believe that that's where we are, and she says a lot of this, in fact, most of this, comes from the education system of what we've taught our young people. It comes from what we've taught our young people over the last 30 or 40 years. Bite number 9, go.
There are these professors, and they pass along these messages that we're all traumatized, we're all fragile, we're diminished under this patriarchal oppressive system. This is madness. American women arguably are among the freest, most self-determining in history. I was a philosophy. And at the very moment where we have this opportunity for just profound equality with men and to take on running of the world with men, at that very moment we start giving, especially undergraduate women at the more elite colleges, we start giving them the message that they're victims, they're fragile, they need not equality with men, but protection from these toxic masculine
hegemons.
Well, you know, they may need some protection from Joe Biden. I'm joking, of course. I digress. He's creepy, but we'll leave it there. The point being is this. When I hear that, you have to consider the possibility that, in fact, conservatives are winning the culture wars. Because nobody takes it seriously that all women are victims. We have this rape culture. Nobody believes that. Does rape exist? Yes. Is it a horrible thing? Of course it is. But a rape culture, whereas all of these men are running around in packs like wolves as predators, please. That is absurd. You know it, and so do I. The fact that of the matter is most of them know it as well. So for Christina Hoff Sommers, that is very telling. Again, she has to go around with a personal security detail when she speaks at different liberal colleges. And you heard what she said, elitist colleges, they provide safe spaces, therapy dogs. People run away from her because they don't want to hear what she has to say. She is a feminist. She spent her entire life promoting feminist doctrine. Not exactly right-wing stuff, right? And yet she's too conservative for today's, dare I say, snowflakes. You think about that. Think about what she's dealing with, having been a feminist and come full circle, and now she... Well, in effect, she's the enemy now because she's not liberal enough and she doesn't believe that women are all victims. How dare her? What are we going to do without enough victims? We can't run our party, our Democrat liberal party, without victims. It's the fuel that pushes us on. 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Are you